Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
the secret of chemistry. I'm going to talk about the basic quantum mechanics which underpin why atoms like additional electrons, why they lose electrons, what they do with them, and why they form chemicals. Now, chemical is really basically a group of atoms. So a chemical can be an individual atom, or it can be a cluster or a group of atoms called a molecule. So they're two types of things. They can either be individual atoms, they can be monatomic, or they can be molecules. And molecules have a stable process where they've arranged their electrons such that the atom by itself is less stable and the molecule is more stable. So if you can imagine, you could make a molecule of, I suppose, helium, the loose one, but it's more stable to have two individual helium atoms. So let's just talk about what an atom is to start off with. It's kind of, you can hear me pause as I'm actually working my way through traffic. This is Australian traffic, so it's not something that you would recall traffic overseas. You'd think, oh, well, this is a ghost town here. An old car comes along. Yeah, so let's talk about what an atom is. So in the creation of matter, an equal number of leptons and hadrons were made. Equal number of heliums, electrons, which are charged, and let's see, I'm just checking my way through here, making sure I don't crash in this situation. An equal number of hadrons, which are positively charged, or protons. Sort of how you sort of get that is that you can produce an arbitrary number of neutrons, and each neutron you produce can be separated out into a proton and an electron. It's like the proton and electron is the more stable thing. So this, you say, look, I'm producing a huge amount of matter, and you say, for instance, this is just sort of conceptually, I've produced heaps of neutrons, and the neutron will decay into an electron and a proton. Now, these are the two basic things. There are three basic things. The unit stuck together, which is a neutron, or the unit broken apart, which is an electron and a proton. So given that mechanism, you've got an equal number of electrons and protons produced. Now, you can, if you want to, produce an electron, but an electron, you know, get enough energy together and to smash things together and pump things together and produce out of nothing an electron. But the only thing we know to do is to produce an electron and positron, its positive partner. So we so far haven't been able to create charge out of space. We can create neutral space where there's different charges, but we know how to produce, say, an electron and a positron. And in the beginning, after the Big Bang, there was roughly produced an equal number of electrons and protons. Now, what's happened after this? This is in the Big Bang. In stars, the major thing going on is that the electrons are being recombined into the protons, and they're forming neutrons. And the neutrons would be unstable, fall apart, but they've been formed into even more stable things, called heliums. So when I produce four hydrogens into a helium nucleus, what I actually do to do that is it requires four protons right together and two electrons to be shoved back into the neutron. So this is one of the things that I think people miss. And essentially there's a charge or charge balance here, and there's overall an equal number of electrons and protons, positive charges. It's either in open space in the atom or pressed together in the neutron. So a neutron is an electron. Well, it's hard to, it's effectively made from an electron plus a proton. Now, in essence, there's a sort of an exchange going on, producing neutrinos and all this type of stuff. So, like an electron, a neutron is not an electron, and with a proton, so an electron shoved inside a proton, there's actually changes which have happened there, and in order to do it, you've produced antiparticles. You've produced antiparticles and stuff like that. So, well, one of the things is that, say, if I'm shoving an electron into a proton, I've got two particles. The number of real particles is starting at two. At the end, the number of real particles is two, and that's a proton, and electron goes to a neutron plus neutrino going through. It's sort of looking at the accounting. It's all accounted. There's nothing. If you're a bit suspicious about what's going on. I'm just about to stop here at my mate's place, go back, and I'll see if I can just describe. So this is an important aspect that people so really, the fundamental thing is that there's equal number of electrons and protons in the universe. That's your starting point. I'm going to go off now and speak to my mate. I'll be back soon. Okay, you're going to have to wait for the next episode of this, because dropped in on my mate and he's going to help me vacuum out the car, so I'm going to pause it now. I was going to spend about another 10 minutes on this, going down to the I will be going down to the plains below to a car wash place to scrub up my car. So I know it doesn't make quite a lot of sense. That's what I'm doing. I'm just sort of talking about rabbiting on about chemicals in the meantime. So that's the end of this episode, and there'll be another episode coming up soon. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.